Just a few more halachot in the laws of mezuzah, which we said are more prevalent this time of year, that people are moving summer homes, changing mezuzot, and putting up new mezuzot. So the question was asked, if somebody, let's say, is changing their mezuzot, or checking their mezuzot, I should say, which is, according to the halakha, proper to do at least twice in 7 years. So it's about once every 3.5 years, one should have a sofer come and have his mezuzot checked throughout his home. It's unfortunate that many people are lax when it comes to this halakha, and the only time they check the mezuzot, God forbid, is when there's chas v'shalom tragedy or something that goes wrong. The halakha says that the primary reason why we put the mezuzah is not necessarily because of protection, and not necessarily because of the good luck or a charm or an amulet aspect of it. The reason why you put the mezuzah is because Borei Olam says to put a mezuzah on the door. All that other stuff, which is true, and chas v'shalom, we're not minimizing it, but the real mitzvah is to put a mezuzah. It's unfortunate you hear many people, and they say, well, this room I don't go into, so I don't have to put a mezuzah. Because they're basing it, and it's all on protection. And if they don't go in that room, or, you know, Rabbi, put one in the hallway, does that cover the whole area behind it? Of course not. The halakha is that each room, again, we're not getting into specifics today, that's a certain size and it's used, it needs a mezuzah because of the deen of the Torah. The question is, if you send it to a sofer to check, now you get him back and he tells you they're all kosher, congratulations, and now you want to put them back up, do you make a beracha or not? Halakha says you make a beracha even though they were kasher. Why? Because at the time you took them off to check, you didn't know if they were going to be kasher or not. So in your mind already, it can go either way. And therefore when you get them back, it's considered already as if you're putting them up afresh. You're putting them up new. And therefore you would have to make a beracha the second time when you get them back from checking. And that would be every time, every 3.5 years, when you go check the mezuzot, even though they come back kasher, you put them back up with the beracha shel kedeshanu b'mesotav v'sivanu l'kbawa mezuzah. Of course, you make the beracha first, and then you hang them up. You make one beracha, and that covers all the mezuzot that you're going to hang in the house. Again, I want to point out, many people don't realize you have to put mezuzot in your basement. People live in their basement. People walk down there. The kids play down there. There's rooms. Go with the rule. And therefore, even in the boiler room, if it has the right size and it's accessible, halakha says you put mezuzot in that place. Regarding whether you put mezuzot in those areas with a beracha or not, it's for a different discussion. But I just want to conceptually, even a garage. Garage has a peta, has two posts, and has a mashkof. Therefore, you have to put a mezuzah on it. It's not just on the bedroom, it's not just on the kitchen or the places where you primarily stay, living room, dining room.